先看几处的经文。
Like brothers and sisters, just turn to a few portions of the scriptures first.
首先我们要看的是希伯来书第一章。
First is in Hebrews chapter 1.
我们留意第一节。
We'll start from verse 1.
第一节，那里是这样说。
It's written this way.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖， 就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets and in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world.
然后请弟兄姊妹们看提摩太后书第三章。
And then in 2 Timothy
第三章。
Chapter 3.
很熟的一些经文。
A portion we're very familiar with.
15节和16节。
Verses 15 and 16.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经， 这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。 圣经都是神所默示的， 欲教训督责，使人归正， 教导人学义， 都是有益的， 叫属神的人得以完全， 预备行各样的善事。
And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
圣经我们暂时就读到这里。
We'll read this much for now.
然后底下我们 交通到那里就读到那里。
And following, wherever we share to, that's when we will turn to the scriptures.
我们再有一点祷告。
May we have a further word of prayer.
主啊, 我们一同在这里仰望你。
Lord, we come together and look to you.
求你把你手中的工作的那个奥秘向我们揭开。
Lord, may you reveal the mystery of your work in our midst.
主啊, 我们承认我们何等需要你给我们的眼睛明亮。
Lord, how we admit, Lord, that we need you to enlighten our eyes.
也让我们的心思苏醒。
Lord, that you may allow our hearts to be woken up.
你让我们在跟随你的事上, 我们的脚没有踏在偏离的路。
That as we follow you, we may not go the wayward way.
因此我们不敢相信我们自己。
So Lord, we dare not trust ourselves.
我们只是单一地来仰望。
Lord, we only depend upon you.
主求你在聚会中, 借着你自己的话向我们 发出亮光。
Lord, that in the meeting that through your word, Lord, you may give us light.
让我们找到正直的路来行完你要我们所行走的路程。
That we may find the right way, that we may walk and finish the course that you have prepared for us.
荣耀要归给你。
Lord, may all glory be unto you.
但愿一切属灵的祝福都从你那里。 赏给我们。
May all your spiritual blessings be upon your people.
纪念下午我们在这里的聚会。
Lord, that you may remember this afternoon's time.
不叫我们身体的疲倦打扰我们在你面前的等候。
That our physical tiredness may not interrupt our waiting before you.
谢谢主，你要得着一切的荣耀。
Thank you, Lord. All glory belongs to you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
主这次聚集我们在这里是为了一个目的，要明白认识圣灵。
The purpose that the Lord has gathered us this time is so that we may know the Holy Spirit.
弟兄们给我的安排是让我和弟兄姊妹们交通关乎圣灵和圣经。
And the brothers have arranged it for me to share on the Holy Spirit and the Bible and the Word.
这是一个非常实际的一个寻求。
This is a very real matter.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们，如果你听这个题目的时候，你一定没有办法脱离那一个想法。
So I think that as brothers and sisters think about this topic, you will not be able to escape a certain way of thinking.
圣经都是神所默示这句话就从我们里面显出来了。
And of course, you will think of the verse where it says all scriptures are inspired by God.
但是若是我们回到神的话所给我们要看的呢？
But if we return to the Word of God to show us what He wants to tell us,
我们会发现这一卷话里边包含了好些我们真的要去好好思想一下的事。
Indeed, in it contains things that we ought to think about.
不错，圣经是神所默示的。
Indeed, all Scripture is inspired by God.
因为神是要上，神是乐意上人说话的。
Because God is willing to speak to man.
因为他是说话的神。
Because He is a God who speaks.
这一点是我们弟兄姊妹们很熟悉的。
This is something that we are very familiar with.
所以你读希伯来书一开始就告诉我们。
So when you read in Hebrews chapter 1, it tells us,
从上古开始一直到现在，我们的神借着各种各样的方法来向我们说话。
From the beginning, even until now, God has used many ways to speak to us.
先是借着众先知说话。
And many times through prophets.
然后是借着他自己的儿子亲自向我们说话。
And then later through his own son to speak to us.
我们觉得神就是这样向我们说话。
And we feel that indeed, God speaks to us this way.
但弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过一件事情呢？
But brothers and sisters, have you ever considered this?
神是乐意向人说话。
God is willing to speak to man.
但是人是不是就能听见神的话呢？
But can man, or is man able to hear what God is saying?
如果人听不见神的话的时候，
If man cannot hear what God is saying,
那神说话了又解决什么问题呢？
So what does God speaking resolve?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神说话就一定解决问题。
Indeed, when God speaks, He will resolve problems.
但是我们要留意的就是。
But we have to pay attention to
this. 当神说话的时候，人怎么能听见呢？
When God speaks, how can man hear?
那还有许多。
And then there are other
things. 我想我要很浓缩的在这里提提。
And then I have to mention them briefly.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Remember.
当人堕落在伊甸园堕落离弃神的时候，
When men fell and left God in the Garden of Eden,
神不是很明确的跟亚当说过那一句话吗？
Didn't God speak a word to Adam?
你吃的日子一定死。
The day that you eat of the fruit, you shall die.
那亚当吃了？
Adam ate.
那死了没有？
Did he die?
如果从外面来看，没有死。
Outwardly speaking, he did not die.
从实际来说，死了。
But in reality, he did die.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
这一个死是怎么样的一个死呢？
What kind of death is this death?
我们通常看死就是说我不能动了。
Sometimes we think about death is we cannot move physically.
我们要气息了。
We do not have a breath.
我心跳也停止了。
And our hearts stop beating.
我瞳孔放大了。
And then my pupilated.
脑的电波也没有什么动静了。
And then we do not have any rhythms anymore in our bodies.
这就要死了。
This is death.
但是神给话给我们看见。
But the word of God shows us.
神眼中所看的死不是这样。
The death in the eyes of God is not this thing.
不是说那不是死。不是说那不是死。
Oh, it's not that that's not death.
但是死并不是只有那么一点。
But death is not just constrained to that.
在神眼中看来，死乃是说你跟神再也不能有相同的可能了。
In the eyes of God, it means that you no longer can have fellowship with Him.
你永远不能见神的面了。
You cannot see the face of God anymore.
像帖撒罗尼迦后书里边所提到。
For example, in 2 Thessalonians, it's
spoken of. 你永远不能再见神的面了。
You can no longer see the face of God.
和神当中没有交通了。和神当中没有交通。
And you no longer have fellowship with God.
那弟兄姊妹，你了解这一点。
Brothers and sisters, please understand.
这一点跟我们今天下午去了解圣灵和圣经有很重要的关联。
This point is closely related on our sharing of the Holy Spirit and the Word.
这也就是刚才我说出神可以向人说话，但人没有条件听话。
I already mentioned that God wants to speak to man, but man cannot hear the word of God.
问题还不停在这里。
And the problem is that it doesn't just stop here.
弟兄姊妹，你想得在旧约的时候，神向许多人说过话。
Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament, God spoke to many people.
那但是每次他向人说话，向一个人说话。
But every time he spoke to man, he would only speak to one man.
神让那一个人听见神说的话。
God wanted that man to be able to hear the word of God.
但神是不是只是单单对那一个人说呢
？But was God only speaking to that one individual man？
当然不是。
Of course not。
神向一个人说话，要目的是要许多人都听这个话。
God speaks to one man so that many people can hear。
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this：
连那一个听见话的人听话都有难处。
Even that one man that listens to God has problems when listening to God.
那怎么叫许多的人都听见神的话呢？
Then how can the many hear?
就算许多的人都能听见神的话。
And even if those many men hear the word of God.
那神说话还有一个特色。
But then there's another special feature of God speaking.
他头一次说了一些话。
When he speaks something the first time,
如果以后他再说同样的话的时候呢
？If he speaks that same word again,
他还是说那些话。
He is still speaking those same words.
但是神是从永远到永远的神。
But God is a God from eternity to eternity.
他的话一出来一次就安定在哪里。
And then if his word comes out once, it's established in heaven.
但是人是受限制的。
But man is...
说今天神向我们的弟兄说了话。
So for example, if God spoke to our brother,
他还年轻。
He is still young.
他一直听到神的话。
He heard the word of God.
但是他不能永远年轻。
But he cannot forever be young.
等到有一天他会过去。
One day he will pass away.
那等到他过去了以后。
One day when he passes away.
神向他说的话。
The word that God spoke to him.
是不是只有他一个人能听呢
？Does it mean that only he can hear?
那其他的人就不需要听了。
Now does that mean that no one else needs to hear the word?
当你真的去留意神向人说话的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you pay attention to when God speaks to man.
我们会发觉。
We will discover.
有许多的难处是我们从来。没有留意到的。
There are certain things that we never pay attention to.
那在这种的光景的底下
，under such circumstances，
那神上来说话
，when God speaks to man，
怎么说
？How does he speak？
弟兄姊妹，要是回到神的话语里面去看的时候。
As we return to the word of God to look，
你会看到一件事情。
You can see one thing。
你说神如果说话。他能明白。
If God speaks something and he can understand.
那我站在他旁边，我当然也能明白。
Now I standing next to him should also be able to understand.
当然，这个是我们自己的想法。
Of course, this is our own interpretation.
但圣经里边有记录给我们看到。
But there are many things, recordings in the Bible.
这不可能是事实。
That this is not true.
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
在约翰福音第十二章里。
In John chapter 12,
我们现在不必看
let us not turn there.
那么父向子说话
The father spoke to the son.
子是听得清清楚楚
Now the son heard it clearly.
但是与主同在的人呢
But how about those that were around
他们的耳朵并没有聋
Their ears were not deaf.
他们也听见许多的声音
They also heard many sounds.
但是他们没有听到声音里面有什么意思
But they did not hear any meaning in that sound.
他们都在那里说
They were there saying,
打雷了
It has thundered.
哎呦，打雷了！天气那么好，怎么打雷呢
？Now the weather is so good, but we hear thunder.
这是一件事情。
Now this is one.
神向个别的人说话。
When God is speaking to an individual,
其他的人听不见。
Other people cannot hear it.
保罗在大马色的路上。
Paul on the way to Damascus.
弟兄姊妹，是不是也同样？记录上来这样的事呢
？Wasn't the same thing recorded down？
当保罗给天上的大光照着他扑倒的时候
，When that bright light shone upon Paul and he was struck，
那他听见主在那里对他说话
，And he was hearing the Lord speaking to him。
但是与保罗同行的人
，But those that were walking along the way with Paul， did they hear？
有
They did hear.
但是只是听见一些声音。
But they only heard some noises.
也许是打雷。
Maybe it's a thunder.
也许不是打雷。
Maybe it's not thunder.
这个我们不必去管。
Let us not pay attention.
我们要管的就是。
We have to pay attention.
保罗说，同与他同行的人，只听见声音，却不明白。
Those who were with him only heard noises, but couldn't understand.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你看到神圣人说话。
You see that when God speaks to man,
是有许多的那个困扰在哪里
？Indeed, there are oftentimes difficulties.
但是，神是不是永永远远都只是找个别的人来向他们说话呢
？Is it that God always only finds individuals to speak to them？
啊，如果这样的话
，If it's this the case，
那实在是太痛苦了。
Then it's too difficult.
神也痛苦。
Then God will suffer.
要听神话的人也痛苦。
Those that listen will also suffer.
但是我们感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他是乐意上人说话。
He is willing to speak to man.
所以他就上人说话了。
So he speaks to man.
那刚才我们一直都提到神上人说话的时候的一些的难处。
Now we had mentioned that there are often difficulties when God speaks to man.
那现在就回来。
So let us come back.
来再看一看。
Let's come back.
那神选上要听他话的人，他按照他的本相，他有没有刚才所提的难处呢
？So when God speaks to certain individuals, did they have a problem in listening to God?
那他是不是亚当的后裔呢
？Is he the descendant of Adam?
他是亚当的后裔。
He is the descendant of Adam.
那既然是亚当的后裔
，But if he is the descendant of Adam,
他当然也有刚才的那些一般人的那一个缺陷。
And then they will also have the same difficulty as the others that we mentioned.
但是他们听见了。
But for some reason, this individual couldn't hear. Why could he hear?
这个我们不懂了。
We do not understand it.
那为什么他能听见，别的人听不见
？Why can he hear and others cannot?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这就碰到我们今天下午所要交通到的那一个主题了。
Now this relates to the topic that we have to share this afternoon。
这是听见神说话的人，又明白神说什么话的人。
These are the ones that are able to hear the word of God and understand.
他们能听见，乃是因为
这个说 a long time in man.
因为刚才我们说到神说话不行
He does not become alive.
那就像神造人的时候
，just like when man
人就成了有灵的活人了。
Man became a living soul.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
那这叫我们看到
This allows us to see.
圣经都是神所默示的
That all scriptures are inspired by God.
它里面所给我们了解到的一些个问题
the things that it reveals to us
我们是在感谢主
we thank and praise the Lord
因为一面提摩太后书给我们看到圣经都是神所默示的
on the one hand we see that all scriptures is inspired by God
另一面我们从彼得后书第一章里头又很清楚地掌握一个事实
and then we also see in 2 Peter chapter 1
那是二十到二十一节，我们看看。
And in verse 20 to verse 21, let's see.
这个给我们非常明确的来确定那个圣经的来历是怎么样的。
For us to be able to see how the Bible originated.
那么彼得后书第一章二十和二十一节那里怎么说呢
？So in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21, what does it say？
第一要紧的该知道，经上所有的预言没有可随思意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy has ever been made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
字句已经说得很清楚了。
So it's very clear from the text.
在这里好像说只是说预言。
As if this is only describing prophecy.
但弟兄姊妹，你记得。
But remember, brothers and sisters,
在希腊文里头，这个预言跟中文翻译成先知讲道是同一个字。
Actually, this word prophecy here, when translated in it's the same word as the prophets speaking the word.
如果是这样吗？弟兄姊妹，你就明白了。
So then you understand.
这里虽然是特别是指着经上的预言。
Indeed, here it mentions about prophecy in the Bible.
但是从原则上面去看，它是包括经上所有神说的话。
But in principle, it includes all that God has spoken.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到很清楚一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, it's evident.
从圣经的那个来历，我们看到。
From the origin of the Bible, we see.
那是圣灵在人中间做工的结果。
It is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit upon man.
圣灵在人的里面，让人可以听见神的话。
So the Holy Spirit in man allows man to be able to hear the word of God.
也感动人把神的话记录下来。
And then he moved men to be able to record what God spoke.
那这样就成了我们今天手上每一个人手上的那一本圣经。
So that has become the Bible in each one of our hands.
但是在圣经的历史的上面。
But in the history of the Bible,
确实又有一些事情我们要提一提的。
There are certain things that we need to mention.
你说谁确定这个是圣经？
Now, who are those that can be sure that this is the word of God?
要是我拿另外一些文字来说，哦，这个也是圣经。
If I take other writings and say, well, this is part of the Bible.
这样行不行呢？
Can I do this?
弟兄姊妹们，这就牵连到圣经成典的那一段历史了。
So this reminds us about the history of the canonization of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得当使徒的日子
？Now in the days of the apostles，
所称为的圣经只是限于旧约的部分。
The scriptures only refers to the Old Testament。
那是在犹太教里头一直以来在神的管理和带领底下，在犹太人的中间把神说过的话累积起来。
Now in Judaism, God preserved His word.For the Jews, and that was the Old Testament.
我们的主在地上也接受这个事实。
And then, of course, our Lord Jesus accepted this fact when he was in the Bible.
所以对于旧约那个部分，我们不管，把它暂时放下。
So let us not pay attention to the Old Testament now.
那在教会起初的时候，并没有整本上我们手上的圣经。
Now in the early church, there was no complete Bible.
他们那个时候读的。基本上仍然是旧约的圣经。
At that time, their main text was the Old Testament.
那当然，后来使徒们就有一些书信出来了。
But of course, later on, the apostles had certain epistles.
使福音也来了。
And then the four gospels came.
那当这些这个文字出来的时候
，So when these writings came forth,
弟兄姊妹们，我们马上就看到一个属灵的征战也出来了。
We see that a spiritual warfare also began.
我们都明白的。
We all understand.
神在什么地方做工？
Where does God work?
撒旦的手跟着就在那里要插进来的。
Satan's work also wants to intrude.
从伊甸园开始。
Starting from the Garden of Eden.
他一直跟着神的后面伸手要来破坏神的工作。
He would follow God and would try to reach in to destroy the work of God.
那么现在在神的管理的底下，圣经慢慢新约的圣经慢慢慢慢的成型了。
Now under the oversight of God, slowly the New Testament is put into form.
那当然，撒旦也没有放松。
But of course, Satan did not give up.
说在初世纪的时候。
So in the early centuries.
在当时的教会的里面，除了使徒们的那一些文字以外。
So besides the writings of the apostles.
就有一些叫做伪经出现了。
There was what was considered the Apocrypha.
或者说是那个次经了、啊，不管是伪经和次经，都是那个东西。
It is the Apocrypha or other writings.
那这些东西一出现的时候，就让神的儿女们有点困惑了。
So as these things appeared, it confused the children of God.
因为那些伪经的出现是在真理和原则上把神的儿女们弄得有点。迷迷糊糊了。
So the Apocrypha actually confused brothers and sisters.
因为当中有许许多多和使徒们所说的是由 有顶撞的。
Because there are many parts were actually contradicted with the writings of the apostles.
他们又说这是从神来的。
They also said this is from God.
他们又说人也说这是也是圣灵的启示。
They also said that this was the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那究竟是还是不是呢？
Was it or was it not?
如果是的话，
If it was,
那我们就要跟随了。
Then we have to follow it.
如果不是的话，
If it's not,
我们就要分辨了。
Then we have to be discerning.
那这造成初期的教会有一些个混乱。
So there was some confusion in the early church.
那所以在那个主后啊，主后多少啊？主后397年了。
So 397 A.D.
在加太基的地方，就弟兄教会就当时的教会就开了一次教会的会议。
There was the Council of Carthage in the church.
就是叫做加太基的教会会议。
It's the Council of Carthage.
那在那一次会议上面
，under this council，
他们就确定了新约圣经究竟只能包括那。
They determined which books should make up the New Testament.
就把那些次经或是伪经就把它确定出来了。
And then they were able to discern which ones were part of this apocrypha.
那如果从人来看，
So from the perspective of man,
圣经之所以成正典，
So the Bible was able to be canonized.
那是一个人开会的结果了。
Now it must be, you say, it's the result of man's meetings and council.
新派的人他们就振振有词地抓住这个表面的现象来说，圣经不尽可信了。
And we know that this is what the liberals take up as their excuse or their ability to accuse.
但是圣经是不是真的像他们所说的？
But,
这样，人在那里开个会就开出来的呢。
But did the Bible result from just these men meeting together?
那如果我们属灵的眼睛是明亮的
，Now if our spiritual eyes are enlightened,
我们明显就看到
，Then we can clearly see
那不是开会议的结果。
That is not a result of a council
meeting. 我们只能说那个开会乃是在那个会议上。接受一个事实。
So we can only say that we accept a fact in that council.
就是神把他的话语赏赐给人。
It is that God gave man his word.
我想我们当中很多弟兄姊妹们都开过会的。
I know that many of us have participated in meetings.
你们都会有那个经验了。
You will have that experience.
在开会的当中啊，一点小问题啊，大家都争得面红面绿啊。
So just for a small little item, you will argue into great lengths.
结果争来争去还没有结果。
And then after much time, you still have no result.
弟兄姊妹，当时教会这一个加太基会议不是几个人啊。
But actually, the Council of Carthage actually was not just a few individuals.
是那一个时候，众教会的带领人啊。
So it was actually the church leaders of the time.
不少人在那里了。
There are actually quite a few people.
你要在那里确定一件事情。
Now for you to be certain about a thing.
那是非常的不容易。
It is very difficult.
但是他们确定什么，哪些经文是神的默示，哪些经文是人的掺杂。
But they were able to determine which ones were from man and which ones were inspired by God.
大体上来说有几个条件的。
Now, generally speaking, there were certain criteria that they needed
to satisfy. 因为不是详细说那件事，我只提一下就好。
I'm just going to briefly mention it.
一个就是看这些文件是不是出自使徒和先知的手。
First,Do these come forth from either the apostles or the prophets?
第二
Second,
这些文件在众教会当中是不是完全给接纳？
Now, these writings, was it accepted by all the churches?
这两个是很重要的内容之一。
Now, this is
条件之一。
These are two important criteria.
那弟兄姊妹， 我们要留意一件事情。
Let us pay attention.
在众教会都接受的这一件事上面。
That on this matter of all the churches accepting that.
是非常非常不简单的。
It's actually very difficult.
弟兄姊妹，你都听过这样的一句话。
You have heard the saying.
如果你要做事情人多，那是真的是很得心应手。
Now, if you want to achieve something, the more people you have, the more difficult it is.
但是你要决定一件事情啊，多一个人就多一个意见。
So, if you want to decide things, if you add one person, you add another opinion.
多一个人就多一个嘴巴。
Another person is another mouth.
啊，这个来，呱呱呱。
So everybody, did what he did.
你根本就不可能，你根本就不可能找到一个共同的那个意见。
So you cannot come to a consensus.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
在那个会议上面。
That in that meeting.
现在我们的新约的这个二十七卷的圣经呢。
That in these 27 books in the New Testament.
不单是在那两三个世纪的里边，是在各种教会里边都给接受。
So it's not just for those churches in the first two or three centuries, but throughout the centuries as accepted by the church.
也是在当时他们开会的时候毫无异议的接受。
And also it was accepted unconditionally.At the time of this council.
弟兄姊妹，你在这一点上面，你很清楚看见，不是圣灵的工作。
But you see, brothers and sisters, that if it were not the work of the Holy Spirit,
圣经要正点，特别是新约圣经要正点，是不太容易的一件事。
For the New Testament to be canonized, it's not an easy thing.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
从圣经的来源上面。
From the origin of the Bible, we see that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
从圣经的正典的过程里头，你看见是圣灵的工作。
Now, in the canonization of the Bible, you see it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
但问题又来了。
Now the problem is this.
你们可以说是圣灵的工作。
You can say that it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我怎么知道？
Then how do I know?
凭什么去证明这些是圣灵的工作？
Based on what would I consider this the work of the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，这些都不是我今天和弟兄姊妹要交通的主要的内容。
This is not the main content that I want to share with
you. 但是我必须让弟兄姊妹们，你要看见圣经从起头一直流传到今天那一个经过。
But you have to understand the process.From the beginning of the Bible and how it passed on into our hands.
好了，圣经已经正典了。
Okay, now the Bible's been canonized.
那你怎么证明这个圣经是真的呢？
But how can you prove that this Bible is true?
确实是神的话呢。
It is the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这就要用圣经自己去证明他自己。
Then we need the Bible to explain the Bible.
你和跟我都没有办法去证明它。
You and I cannot prove it.
但圣经自己去证明。
Let the Bible prove itself.
我很浓熟的呢，用几方面和给弟兄姊妹们稍微提一下。
Let me quickly point out a few points.
你怎么能证实这个圣经是神的默示呢？
How can you prove that the Bible is all scriptures inspired by God?
弟兄姊妹们，这的确是一件很不简单的事。
This is not an easy thing.
那首先头一件事情，我要弟兄姊妹们留意的。
The first point I like brothers and sisters to notice.
就是说到圣经里头的话语的那一个准确。
It is the accuracy of the word in the Bible.
圣经里面的话是怎么说？
Now, what is it recorded in the Bible?
我们在这个地上整个的环境里面，你所看见的那个事实就是怎么样的一回事？
So, what does our environment tells us?About things.
比方说圣经说到人的光景。
So for example, the Bible describing the condition of man.
你在地上再找不到哪一些个文字是可以把人的光景说得的那么的透彻的。
You cannot find another piece of literature that will describe man's condition so clearly.
佛经里面也讲到一个罪孽的问题，业的问题。
Now we know that the Buddhists also have their book that explains about man.
但是他们对罪的那个定义和那个罪的那个内容和解决啊，你要是跟神的话来比较，那就差得远了。
They also talk about sin, but its description is far from what God describes in the Bible.
神的话说，没有义人，连一个都没有。
So in the description of God, there is not one righteous, not even one.
那好，弟兄姊妹，你就去地上去找义人吗？
So then you should go to earth and find a righteous person.
你看能找不找，能不能找到一个？
Are you able to find one righteous person?
人人你可以找到。
You can find many men.
义人你也可以找到。
And you can find some righteous men.
但是，一个完全没有罪的人，你没办法找得到。
But you are not able to find a perfect man.
弟兄姊妹们，你说神的话，你说圣经为什么说话说的那么绝对啊？
How can the Bible be so absolute?
因为它是出自神
，because it comes from God，
在神的鉴察的里头
，in the examination，
没有一个义人
，there is not one righteous，
连一个都没有
，not one，
事实就是这样
，that's the reality，
那不单是这样
，not only that，
神的话也说得非常的清楚啊
，the word of God is also very clear，
那比如说的。因为人既然是没有义人，那个结局就是很悲惨的。
So because there is not one righteous, then the result is very terrible.
那个结局都是灭亡。
And the result is death.
但是这不是神的目心思。
But this is not the heart of God.
神要挽回人。
God wants to redeem it.
那所以他就为人做了救赎的安排。
So God prepared the work of salvation.
连他自己的儿子都摆上去了。
And he even offered his own son.
然后他就宣告说。
And then he proclaimed.
神爱世人
，God loved the world，
甚至叫他的甚至将他的独生子
，that He gave His only begotten Son，
赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life。
那这个是不是事实呢
？Is this a truth？
是不是只是说说而已呢
？Is this just some words？
是不是只是耳朵里面觉得很好听呢
？Is it just good words to the ears？
啊，并且彼得在那里又说
，And then Peter also said，
除他以外别无拯救，因为天上人间没有赐下别名可以叫我们可以得救呢。
That there is not another name given by which we can be saved。
弟兄姊妹，你说圣经的话是真的是那样吗
？Is it true the word of God？
除他以外就没有别的方法了吗
？That there is no other man besides him？
那其他的宗教里边一点光一点路都没有吗
？Does it mean that all other religions don't even have a little bit of light？
会不会是你们的心胸太狭窄呢
？Is it that you are too narrow in your explanation？
那弟兄姊妹，这不是人的心胸的问题。
This is not a matter of narrow explanation。
这是神说的话的问题。
This is a matter of God speaking His word.
只有他
only him
就是他
it is him
只有他才能把人在神面前完全的挽回过来
it is only he that is able to redeem man back to God
但是你说是这样说了
but if you do say it this way
能不能成为事实呢
can it be a reality
谁见过这个事实呢
who has proven or seen this reality
弟兄姊妹你要见这个事实就太对我们来说就太容易了
for us it is very easy to see this reality
因为你们就是这个话的见证
because you are the testimony of such word
除非我们没有蒙恩得救
unless we are not saved
你还是在救恩以外
you are still outside of salvation
不然的话
other word
你对神说这个话是绝对的毫无疑问说
you will have no doubt when God says
那是真实的。
That is true.
今天上午我们小组交通的时候
，In the fellowship time this morning，
在我们的组里面呢、啊，我碰到一个姊妹。
In our group, I met a sister.
说起她的背景啊，这是很复杂。
Actually, the background is very quite complicated.
第一，她是回族人。
First, she is from a Tibetan. No. Oh, she's a Muslim.
并且又是一个很虔诚的回教徒。
And that she used to be a devout Muslim.
她又是在中国的那个政府里边在中国的里边算得上是政府的干部吧。
And then she was also an officer in the Chinese government.
当然她所接受的那个教育就是无神的教育。
And obviously her education was an atheist education.
感谢神。
But thank God.
对这样一个背景那么复杂的人，你能相信她可以信主吗？
For someone with such a complicated background, do you believe that she can be saved?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神找到她。
God found her.
她信主。
She believed in the Lord.
她蒙恩得救。
She was saved.
得救得非常的确实。
And was actually saved convincingly.
神给她一个非常有把握的经历。
God gave her a very true experience.
可兰经没有叫她得着安息。
The Quran cannot give her peace.
可兰经还是给她背了很许多的重担。
And the Quran still gave her many burdens.
但是她照着主的话去接受主。
But according to God's word, he accepted the Lord.
这边接受，马上她就享用安息。
And once she received that, she enjoyed peace.
宗教所没有解决的问题。
What religion cannot resolve for her?
神的话给她解决了。
The word of God solved for her.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是圣经在那里证明她自己。
So this is the Bible proving itself.
这是从我们个人的经历上面去留意的。
And coming from our own experiences.
如果你要看到圣经里面所提到的关乎地上的那个发展和结局。
So if you want to see how the earth will progress according to the Bible.
当然圣经不是说那个政治经济社会的一般的那种发展和结局。
But it's not necessarily the economic or political situation.
它是说的地上的一切的事物在神面前的那个发展和结局。
And you look at it from the perspective, in the eyes of God, how things will develop.
你非常清楚地看到圣经里边怎么来说到地上的事物，地上的事物就照着圣经上面所说出的那样的方向。那样的内容来发展。
You will see that things on earth are indeed progressing according to what is recorded in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，当你读神的话，读到那些关乎末后的日子的那种情形。
When you read about the end times in the Bible,
你说，哎呀，我们现在所看见的果然就是这样。
And then you will indeed see that it's true that we are experiencing what the Bible describes.
这些还是地上的事情。
And these are only
the earthly things. 比方说的。
For example,
我今年年头在欧洲。
In the beginning of the year, I was in Europe.
那我发觉。
I discovered
在欧洲那里啊，你不能提以色列，一提以色列，人家就在那里好像很生气的样子。
Once you mention Israel, you cannot mention Israel because once you mention Israel, people get very angry.
不单是说一般的人
，not just a general population.
连不少的基督徒都是这样。
Even some Christians are the same way.
我其实我不明白。
In the beginning, I could not understand this.
那为什么欧洲那边的人对以色列存那样厉害的敌意呢
？Why are the Europeans so against Israel？
刚好这次来聚会的时候
，This time I came to the meeting.
Lance 弟兄就在在东区教会那边呢，就跟弟兄姊妹们交通的那个中东的局势。
So Brother Lance shared on the Middle East situation.To our meeting in San Francisco.
后来我就把这个事情请问他。
Then I asked him a question.
他也说了说了。
And then he spoke some words.
但是我不是说现在地上人看见的事情怎么样。
I'm not saying how is man reacting to this.
我是说弟兄姊妹，你回到神的话里面，你去看。
But if you return to the word of God.
犹太人在地上的经历。
You see the experience of the people of Israel.
不单是在说旧约。
Not just in the Old Testament.
一直说就是说在新约的时候。
Even in the New Testament.
甚至是说到国度要来临以前。
It speaks about when the kingdom comes.
这个事情怎么样呢
？How do these things develop?
弟兄姊妹们。别的也许我们不一定能很清楚的记得。
Maybe certain things we will not remember.
但是我们一提到哈米吉道顿的那个战争啊。
But when we speak about the war of Armageddon.
那我们大概都有点印象。
We may have a certain impression.
那是什么回事呢？
What does it refer to?
那是全地都来反对以色列。
It is that the whole earth came up to rise up against
Israel. 你说能有这样的事情吗？
How can such a thing occur?
哦，现在你说，哦，大概也许会有。
You will say, well, maybe this will happen.
啊，因为地上的人在争夺那个中东的石油的时候，也许会有这个可能。
Because when you talk about the oil in the Middle East, then you say, well, it's possible.
那弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters.
是不是只是石油的问题
？Is it just a matter of the oil？
可能是，但是它绝对不是唯一的原因。
But of course, it's not the only reason.
那弟兄姊妹，你说怎么会全世界都来对付以色列
？But how can the whole world rise up against Israel？
以色列有多大的地方啊
？How big is the land of Israel？
以色列有几多多少的人口啊
？How much is the population of Israel？That the whole world will rise up.
美国现在是支持以色列的。
The United States is for Israel.
你说等到有一天，连美国也要把枪口对着他
？But what if one day the United States also points the gun at
Israel? 我们现在不知道。
We do not know.
但神的话给我们看到。
But the word of God.
等到有一天，全地都要在那里对付以色列。
That the whole world will rise up against Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我只是轻轻提一些这些事情。
I just briefly mentioned this.
你就看到一些什么问题呢
？What kind of things do you discover?
神圣经自己在那里。证明他的话语是准确的。
That the Bible's explaining itself that the word is true.
为什么它是那么准确呢
？Why is it so accurate?
因为它是神的默示。
Because it is inspired by God.
因为是神在那里上人说的话的记录。
It is the recording of God speaking to man.
不单是这一些。
Not just these.
刚才我所提的，它全都是地上发生的事。
Now, I mentioned the things occurring here on earth.
但是更重要的，圣经是把属天的事物向我们解开。
But even more importantly, the Bible reveals the heavenly things to us.
把属天的那些安排，那一种发展向我们解开。
The heavenly arrangement of the development of heavenly things.
非常重要的是说到人和神的关系的那个调整。
And very importantly, it speaks about the relationship between man and God.
是人如何在神的荣耀的里边被造堕落，怎样又被带回神的荣耀里
？How man was created by God, how he fell, and how he was redeemed back to God Himself.
当然这里面就包括了神把他自己向我们显明。
In this, it also tells us how God revealed Himself to us.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的神。
We indeed thank and praise our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这些事情的时候
，When you pay attention to these things,
你就没有办法再说。
You can't help but continue to say not.
圣经是人的思想里面想出来的一些。文字的记录。
You won't say that the Bible is something thought up by man.
不可能。
It's impossible.
圣经能这样的准确，把天地人的事情都那么清楚的显明出来。
For the Bible to explain so clearly the condition of man.
只有一个可能。
It's only one possibility.
神在说话。
It is that God is speaking.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
圣灵就把神说的话记录了下来，感动人记录了下来。
The Holy Spirit moved men to record what God spoke.
那就成了我们今天手上的圣经。
It has become the Bible in our hands.
你看到圣经的来源。
You see, the origin of the Bible
从圣灵的感动开始
started from the move of the Holy Spirit.
也从圣灵的管理开始
and it started from the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
对不起，不是开始的，就是圣灵的管理来进行
and then it progressed through the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
然后又在圣灵的管理的底下接触那个事实
and under His direction and arrangement, it became a reality.
好了，那关乎圣经它本身的一些事情，我们就说到这里。
So we will just share this much about the Bible itself.
那现在我们要来留意了。
Now we want to pay attention to something else.
因为我们要看的是圣灵和圣经。
Because we want to look at the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
虽然我们从圣经自己本身的历史来，已经看到圣灵的工作在那里。
Even though as we look at the development of the scriptures itself, we see the move of the Holy Spirit.
但是更重要的是，这个圣经和圣灵和我们的那个直接的关系。
But even more importantly is the relationship with the Holy Spirit and the Bible with us.
它可以是真实的。
It can be true.
但是与我没有关系。
But it may not have anything to do with us.
那就没有什么意思。
Then it would be meaningless.
但是它是真实的。
But the fact that it's true.
但是却是和我们有关系的。
But, and it's also related to us.
那这个就完全是不同的一件事情。
Then this becomes a whole different matter.
因为这一件事情，
because this thing,
一面是关乎我们个人的属灵生命的成长。
On the one hand, it speaks about our personal Christian growth.
一面呢，也是关乎神的旨意在执行的过程里面。
And it also relates to the development of the purpose of God.
让我们去经历神什么？神怎么去成全他所要做的工？
And we see how God is there, working to see His work come to reality.
那是所以接下来我们要碰一个问题。
So then we will have one question.
那就是圣经。
Then it is the Bible.
我们每一个人手上的圣经都是一样的圣经。
The Bible that we each hold is all the same.
也许版本不一定是一样，但是说是同一个圣经。
Actually, the versions may be different, but it is the same Bible.
我们也常常听见人家说。
And we often hear others say.
我们基督徒啊，都是信一位神，都是读同一本圣经，所以我们都是一样的。
So we often hear people say we believe in the same God, read the same Bible. That's why we're all the same.
这个话说起来是有道理。
Well, there is some truth to it.
但是不是事实。
But it's not really the truth.
因为同是一本圣经，就读出许多的道理出来。
But even though it's the same God, the same Bible, we actually read many things out of it.
人家说你有你的道理，我有我的道理。
Man will say, you have an explanation, I have an explanation.
怎么不可以呢？
What's wrong with that?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们还记得，
if we remember,
圣经是神的默示，
that the Bible is inspired by God,
那我们就没有办法说，
then we cannot say,
我们可以随便在那里解说圣经，
we can explain the Bible however we want.
你必须要发表出来，那是神原来说话的意思。
You should be there explaining what God meant originally.
那是我们的弟兄上午的时候交通的时候特别提到的。
That is what our brother mentioned in the morning about.
对圣经上提出的好些的事情。
Many things that he spoke on the Bible.
那在人中间就有许许多多的讲法。
Now amongst men there are many different interpretations.
但是根据哪一个讲法呢？
But which one should you follow?
哪一个讲法都不能作为根据。
You cannot use any of these as a basis.
只有你看到神自己怎么在讲，那个就是根据。
Only when you see how God himself speaks about it, then that should be the basis.
因为圣经上面也明明给我们指出这样的一个事实。
Because the Bible has demonstrated this truth to us.
那请弟兄姊妹现在又来看一处的经文。
So then let us turn to another portion of the scripture.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章，我们从第九节看到十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13.
那里怎么说呢？
What is it written there?
第九节，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。因为圣灵参透万事， 就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人能知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是把人的智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the thoughts of God, and no one knows except the Spirit of God.Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words.
用什么这段话太清楚给我们指出来了。
These words very clearly tell us.
你要解说神的话。
If you want to explain the word of God.
你只能寻找看看圣灵怎么在那里把神的话向我们解开。
You have to see how does the Holy Spirit open up the word to us.
你不能在那里说这样的看法合理。
You cannot say, well, this explanation makes sense.
这样的体会合情。
And that this other explanation makes more sense.
但是合情合理是合谁的情和谁的理呢？
Now, for it to make sense, whose sense are we talking about?
那合人的理。
It's actually according to man's thoughts, man's sense.
但这里提醒我们。
But here it reminds us.
不是用人心思想里面跑出来的那个结论。
It's not according to the thoughts of man.
你要留意的是圣灵怎么来说明那些话。
It is, you have to look at how does the Holy Spirit explain
those things. 也就是说圣灵怎么把神的话向我们解开。
How does the Holy Spirit open up the word of God to us?
这个才是那个准确的。
Then it becomes accurate.
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我稍微举一些个例子给弟兄姊妹看看
Let me give you a certain example
当然因为这个也是好大的一件事情
Of course this is a big matter also
我举的一些个例子也不过是给弟兄姊妹们你稍微能体会到是这么一件事
And then these examples will just give you a little bit of an understanding of what I'm talking about
你要真实的去领会去经历这个事情我们还得要花很多的时间再来到神的面前去寻求
If you really want to experience it you have to seek before the Lord even more
但是那是很清楚的一件事情
But there's one thing that's clear
你要领会神的话
If you want to understand the word of God
你必须要寻找圣灵如何把那些话给解开
You have to seekHow the Holy Spirit opens up that word to us.
所以一本圣经是读出了许多自由派的人。
So reading the same word, you find many people that become liberals.
而他们有许许多多宗教性的很高深的道理。
They may have some very high religious teachings.
你啊，这是一本圣经也读出了不少的异端。
And then you see that many heresies come about from reading the Bible.
他们也是说根据圣经。
They also say that they are reading it based on the Bible.
但是问题是上，圣经究竟怎么说呢？
The problem is this: How is the Bible inspired or spoken forth?
如果圣经没有那样说。
If the Bible did not record it a certain way,
那么怎么那个完整的一个道理也不能成为真理。
However complete a thought process or a system can be interpreted as the truth.
如果那实在是神的话。
Now, if it is truly the Word of God,
我们今天不懂。
If we don't understand it today,
明天也不懂
and we don't understand it tomorrow,
也许过了一阵子我们还是不懂
maybe after a period of time, we still don't understand it.
我们不懂并不能改变它是真理
Our not understanding it does not change the fact that it's the truth.
但是感谢神
but thank the Lord.
总有那么一天
There will be one day.
如果我们是真的是寻求明白神的心意
If we want to really understand the heart of God,
圣灵就向我们解开神话语里面的奥妙
Then the Holy Spirit will reveal to us the mystery of the Word of God.
那我稍微提一些事情
Let me mention a few things.
弟兄姊妹，当你读创世纪，人堕落了以后
When you read the book of Genesis after men fell,
神在伊甸园里边就把亚当召来了。
And then God called Adam to himself.
就处理了当时他们的愚昧啊。
And then took care of their foolishness.
然后神也就为他们宣告一些救赎的启示。
And then God gave them a few pieces about the revelation of salvation.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你以为亚当当时接受神那些救赎的启示，他明白吗？
Do you think that Adam really understood the revelation about salvation at that time?
我不是轻看他，但是我确实是觉得他不明白。
I am not really despising him, but I really feel that Adam didn't understand.
但神用皮子做衣服给他们穿的时候，他们就觉得，哦，这个真是解决我们的问题。
So when God gave them skin as clothing, then they felt, well, our problem has been taken care of.
天再起凉风，我也不打喷嚏了。
Now when it's cold, I will not sneeze.
当他听到神在那里宣告说女人的后裔要伤蛇的头的时候
So when they heard that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the enemy
你想他会明白神在那里说什么
Do you think that he really understood what God was saying?
我猜他大概是还是不明白
I think that they didn't understand
他以为神说你们将要有后裔
Maybe they thought that you will have descendants
所以等到该隐出生了
When Cain was born,
他就给他起了个名字。
They gave him a name.
该隐。
Cain.
什么叫做该隐？
What does Cain mean?
得了。
Obtain.
得了。
Obtain.
神说给我后裔，我现在得了。
So God gave me a descendant, I have obtained it.
这是该隐。
This is Cain.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
你哪里晓得女人的后裔这里面有一个好大的奥妙
That you would never have thought that when it's mentioned the seed of a woman, there would be such mystery behind it.
这一个奥妙没有人能懂。
Now no one can understand this mystery.
因为不合人的理。
Because it's not according to man's thought.
也根本就不知道女人的后裔是怎么回事。
And the man could not understand what it meant by the seed of the woman.
等到后来了。
Now later on.
那亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
When Abraham offered Isaac.
那弟兄姊妹也很熟悉这一段的经文。
Brothers and sisters are very familiar with this passage also.
那么在亚伯拉罕献以撒的这件事上面。
When Abraham offered Isaac.
如果我们只是看那个历史的过程
If we only look at the process of history
我们也只是看到事情只是这样的发生
We will only see it as an event occurring in history
你哪里会想到
How can you think of
亚伯拉罕献以撒的一件事情会连上女人后裔的这一个点呢
That Abraham offering up Isaac is related to the seed of the woman
你哪里会想到神的儿子要成为女人后裔的这一件事呢
You would have not thought that the Son of God will become the seed of a woman.
那么等到再过一些时候
Then after some more time,
先知以赛亚的话又出来了
The word of the prophet Isaiah also came forth.
必有童女生子，人要叫他做以马内利。
A virgin shall be with child, and men will call him Emmanuel.
哈，人家就说
，Then men will say，
这没有什么了不起。
There is nothing great about that。
他就是以马内利嘛。
He is Emmanuel。
他们特别是那些新派的人啊，他们就把这个这件事情接下去就连到说，那就是以赛亚的妻子当时生了一个孩子嘛。
So then the liberals will say, well, Isaac's wife had a child。
弟兄姊妹们，哪里想到这以赛亚所说的话连上了以撒被献上和女人的后裔给宣告。
So you would never imagine that what Isaiah spoke of is related to the offering of Isaac.
再过。
Some more time.
当然当中还有好些的，我就都把它撇开了。
But of course, other things happen. I'm just not going to
mention it. 我们就来到我们的主真的到地上来了。
So we come to the time when our Lord really came to this earth.
马太就给他记下了一个家谱。
And then Matthew recorded a genealogy.
我们起初信主的时候啊，读家谱真是读得我们心里忙乱了。
In the beginning, when we read genealogies, we get very cluttered.
那你读，
frustrated.
你越读就越觉得这是个东西，什么意思呢？
So the more you read it, the more you're saying, what's this for?
Abraham 生以撒。
For Abraham to bear
Isaac. 以撒生雅各。
And then Isaac bear Jacob.
雅各生犹大和他十二和他的兄弟。
And then Jacob had Judah and his
brothers. 就是这样的一个一个一个的生下去。
And you continue on and on.
生到最末后那就主耶稣了。
And then the end, Jesus was born.
真的那么简单吗，弟兄姊妹们？
If it's that simple, brothers.
如果你稍微留意的时候，
if you pay closer attention,
你看到家谱里面一直说到主的时候，
when the genealogy speaks of our Lord,
那个说法就完全不一样了。
Then it's very different.
啊，谁生谁，谁生谁，谁生谁。
That who bore who, who bore who.
等到我们的主出来的时候，
when our Lord appeared,
你看留意那个记载，
you see how it's recorded.
那称为基督的耶稣。
It is the one who is called the Messiah.
我们中文就说是从玛利亚生的。
Now the Chinese translation only says that he was born of Mary.
说清楚就是玛利亚生的。
It is born of Mary.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
我们，你说这是怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank our Lord.
那圣灵把这些事情向我们一解开。
Once the Holy Spirit opens up
the book,
you see that from the book of Genesis,
一个点一个点一个点，就是连到我们的主在那里出来了。
That many points are connected all the way to our Lord's birth.
然后你再往前看的时候，
and you keep on going further.
一直看到加拉太书的时候呢，
and when you come to the book of Galatians,
圣灵就在那里更确实的在那里来肯定这一件事。
And then the Holy Spirit even more so is emphasizing the point.
而时候满足的时候，
when the time is complete,
那我们的主来了。
Then our Lord came.
为女子所生。弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
圣经里面好多好多的事。
Many, many things written in the Bible.
如果圣灵不向我们解开，
if the Holy Spirit does not open it,
如果圣灵不是那样的给我们解释出来，
if the Holy Spirit does not explain it to us,
我们一点办法都没有。
We have no means.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
Brothers and sisters, you pay close attention.
当你留意到是圣灵把神的话向我们打开。
When you see that it is the Holy Spirit that opens up the Word of God to us,
你就留意到一件事情了。
You will notice something.
我们昨天基督学房的在北美地不能说是只有北美地区，可能来参加这次特会的那些参加基督学房的弟兄姊妹们，我们有大半天的聚会。
Now, a few brothers gathered together for this school. For half a day yesterday.
那我们有一点交通。
We had some fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们就提出了一个体会。
Brothers and sisters mentioned an experience.
从前没有好好的读神的话。
They didn't read the Word of God thoroughly before.
那么神的话读过去就读过去。
And then they would just read the Word of God quickly.
哎呀，等到好好的读神的话的时候，
when they actually came and really read the word of God,
他们就发现一件事情了。
They discovered something.
为什么神话语里头那么许许多多的丰富的东西，我们从前没有看见？
Why were there so many things in the word of God that we never seen before?
为什么有一些弟兄们他们能看见？
Why some brothers are able to see it?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是很实际的事情。
This is a real thing，
常在我们读经生活里边就发现的。
Oftentimes in our Bible study, we see.
圣经就是这样读过去了。
We just read the Bible carelessly.
你说里边说什么，我也知道。
You ask me what it speaks about, I will tell you.
但是神在那些事里头要向我们说什么呢？
But what is God trying to speak to us through the Word?
那我就有点纳闷了。
Then I am a little bit troubled.
好像没有什么。好像没有什么。
As if there's nothing.
但是当你真的是在主面前，有一个等候，有一个寻求的时候。
But as you wait before the Lord and you seek
for Him. 那这一些事情突然你豁然开朗了。
Then all of a sudden the Word opens up.
哎呦，你看到了。
You see it.
比方说。
For example,
上午我们的弟兄一直交通了五旬节那个真实的意义。
So our brother was sharing this morning on the true meaning of the Pentecost.
那是从利未记开始的了。
It began actually from the book of Leviticus.
那在利未记里你看到五旬节。
In Leviticus, you see the Pentecost.
五旬节嘛就是五旬节了。
The Pentecost is the Pentecost.
那天就献祭就献祭了。
Then you offer sacrifice.
那有什么了不起呢？
What's so special?
那是犹太人的习惯。
It is the tradition of the Jews.
但是等到圣灵把五旬节的那一个秘密解开。
But when the Holy Spirit explained the true significance of the Pentecost,
你就看到新约的五旬节的那个事实是就是这样出来的。
You see the reality of the Pentecost in the New Testament.
是神临时要这样做的吗？
Did the Lord just do this hastily?
不是的。
No.
神在老早就已经说了。
He had already spoken of this much earlier.
但圣灵没有向我们打开。
But the Holy Spirit wants to open the Word to us. We do not understand.
我们就是以为他们啊、哦，就是到了那天就要杀牛杀羊。
So we think that oh, that day they just need to offer sacrifice.
而那天有一个特别的动作，那要献一个新素祭。
And then there's a special offering that day, which is the meal offering.
那就是两个有效的饼。
And that is two leavened bread.
我们下意识就会这样有反应了。
So then we'll just have a reaction.
怎么可以把有效的饼献给神？
How can you offer leavened bread?
但是你读利未记的时候，
But when you study the book of Leviticus,
神就是指明两个有效的饼。
That God mentioned two leavened bread.
你说这什么意思啊？
So what does that mean?
感谢神。
But thank God.
当圣灵把这个意思一打开的时候，
When the Holy Spirit reveals it to us,
我们看到了。
You see that?
那新约那个五旬节事情就出来了。
The New Testament Pentecost becomes alive to us.
这件事情留给新增弟兄交通了。
I will just leave this to Brother Christian to share.
但是我就把这个实际的事情摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
But I place this reality before brothers and sisters.
你怎么能明白神的圣经呢？
How can you understand the Word of God?
你必须要寻找圣灵怎么把神的话解开。
You have to first find how does the Holy Spirit open up the Word of God.
圣灵把神的话一解开了。
Once the Holy Spirit opens up the Word of
God. 我们就好像给照明了。
Then as if we are illumined.
那你就领会了。
Then you understand.
Oh. 你的话就是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
That your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
如果我们从儿童聚会里面长大的
，If we grew up in Sunday school,
你说这一句话我倒过来背都背得出来。
You know this verse, I can memorize it in reverse.
但是你能倒过来背出来并不稀奇。
But for you to memorize it in reverse is not anything special.
但是要紧的。神的话怎么成为你脚前的灯，路上的光？
The important thing is how does the word of God become the lamp unto our feet and the light
unto our path? 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵把神的话向我们一打开了。
Then the Holy Spirit opens up the word of God for us. Then you see a light.
你的路就给照明了。
Then you can be brought before the presence of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
是弟兄姊妹们，我们说我们信主的人，我们要好好的读经。
We often say, us who believe in the Lord, we need to read the Bible, study the Bible.
这个话不是说你每天都要读经。
That doesn't mean that you need to study the Bible every day.
如果你每天都读经的话，你很可能落到犹太人的那个光景。
If you just read the Bible every day, you can fall into the same condition as the Jews.
主在地上的时候，指着犹太人说。
When the Lord was on the earth, he pointed to the Jews and said, you examine the scriptures every day.
以为内中有永生。
You think that in it you shall find salvation.
只是你们不肯到我面前来得生命。
But you are not willing to come to me to receive life.
因为给我做见证的就是这经。
Because the one that the word that testifies of me is the scripture.
用什么你看到了？
So you see, brothers and sisters.
当神的话语要真我上我们发亮的时候，
when the word of God is to be illuminated,
那一定是圣灵做工在其中。
It must be the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵如果在里面不做工，
if the Holy Spirit does not work,
你好像找到一个宝物，
as if you found a precious treasure,
但是你却不知道它是宝物。
But you do not know that it's treasure.
你只是说这是一个烂石头。
You only say that this is nothing but a rock.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters,
圣经是神默示的。
That the scriptures are inspired by God, given to us by God.
圣灵也是神的应许来到我们当中的。
And that the Holy Spirit is also the promise of God coming into our midst.
住在我们里头直到永远的。
And that he dwells in us until eternity.
而这两个事情在我们身上就发生了一个果效。
So these two things produce some kind of result in us.
就我们能很准确的活在神的面光的底下。
So then we can live very accurately before the face of God.
那因此我们又碰到另外一个问题来了。
Then we have another problem.
刚才只是说到圣灵去解说圣经。
We just mentioned about the Holy Spirit explaining the Bible.
那现在就给我们看到圣灵用着圣经上的话来指导我们生活。
Now we see the Holy Spirit needs to, through the scriptures, to delegate our life.
提到这一方面的时候，
when we speak about this,
我想弟兄姊妹们都会比较熟悉，我们常常会提到的那个 Logos 和那个Harema 的那个问题。
I think brothers and sisters know about this matter of the Logos and the Rhema.
我不提那一方面的事。
I will not mention about this.
因为实在没有足够的时间牵那么广。
Because we do not have time to mention it.
但是我不能不知。在这里要提到恩膏的教训。
But I here have to mention about the lesson of the anointing.
我实在愿意神的儿女们能在神的话里头很准确地去认定这个恩膏的教训。
I would really love for brothers and sisters to really understand from the word, what does it mean, the lesson of the anointing?
提到恩膏教训的时候，
when you talk about the lesson of the anointing,
有不少的误导在神的儿女们的心思里一代一代的传过来。
There's actually a lot of misunderstanding from generation to generation about
this. 所以造成很多弟兄姊妹们，你提到恩膏的教训，他就说，对呀，对呀。
So oftentimes when you mention about the lesson of the anointing, they say, yes, it is true.
我里面这个感觉是怎么样啊？
And then I feel a certain thing in me.
我里面那个意思是怎么样啊？
And what is my thoughts?
但是我们常常听到弟兄姊妹们有点埋怨。
But we often hear brothers and sisters
complaining. 我里面的感觉明明是那样清楚的。
I felt something so clearly in my heart.
但是结果我按照那个感觉来做的时候，那个结果不是。
But when I did it according to that feeling or sensing, it was not the right thing.
讲个不是笑话的笑话。
And to say a joke that's actually not really funny.
因为那是事实。
Because that is the truth.
一个弟兄说。
A brother said this.
我里面一个感觉，某某姊妹是神预备给我的。
I have a sensing that there's a certain sister is that was given to God to me.
他就有动作了。
So then he had a certain action.
但是下来的结果呢？
But the result was this.
不是，
she wasn't it.
他里面就很过不去。
And then he felt very
怎么我里面那么清楚？
Troubled. Well, how could this be?
结果不是这样。
And it wasn't the way I thought.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
恩膏的教训是非常非常真实的一件事。
The lesson of the anointing is something very real.
但是问题就是，我们所经历的那一个事实是不是恩膏的教训？
The fact of the matter is, are we truly experiencing that lesson of the anointing.
那弟兄姊妹千万别忘。
Brothers and sisters, don't forget.
从我们蒙恩得救的那一天。
Ever since the day that we have been saved.
不在乎你甘心或者不甘心。
Whether you are willing or not.
你一定是给转入，除非你不跟随主。
Unless you do not follow the Lord.
你一定给卷入那个属灵的征战的里头。
You are actually embroiled into the spiritual warfare.
而你要非常渴慕地跟随主。
You are willing to follow the Lord.
而仇敌就一直用着各种各样的方法要把你从主的面前抓出来。
And then the enemy wants to use any kind of way to draw you away.
那是当我们去学习跟随恩膏教训的时候，
and that as we learn the lesson of the anointing,
他就把一些假的、假冒的恩膏的教训放进你里面。
He puts some counterfeit things in us to detract us.
那这样就叫你受困惑了。
Then you become confused.
那你怎么能分辨什么是真的恩膏的教训，什么是假冒的呢？
How can you determine which is real lesson of the anointing and which is counterfeit?
那弟兄姊妹听好，我们翻到约翰一书第二章去看看那里怎么向我们说明恩膏的教训。
Let us look in 1 John chapter 2 to explain to us what is the lesson of the anointing.
我们看看那个第二十七节吧。
Verse 27.
那先看二十七节。
Starting from verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
弟兄姊妹，这里很清楚告诉我们。
Here very clearly tells us.
这个恩膏的教训是真的。
That the lesson of the anointing is
true. 你们要按照这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And that you have to abide in him in the, through this anointing.
但是什么是恩膏的教训？
But what is this teaching of the anointing?
那当然你从现象来说。
If you, from reality's perspective.
你不用别人教导你。
You do not need people
你自己就知道
to teach you. You will know it.
什么是准确的？
What is accurate?
什么不是准确的？
What is not accurate?
什么是神喜悦的？
What is pleasing to God?
什么不是神喜悦的？
What is not pleasing to God?
你自己就知道。
Then you know it.
所以这个完全是在你里面的。
This is something within you.
这个是对的。
This is true.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
刚才我们不是提。
Didn't we mention?
有假冒的吗？
There is the counterfeit.
啊，实在是，这个是不容我们去忽略的。
We cannot neglect this.
你留意保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候
，Do you remember when Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica？
那里保罗就提到了。
In Second Thessalonians, he mentioned.
因为他们收到一些信件，有时候有一些话语，说了一些话。
But because they received certain letters that said certain things,
保罗就在帖后第二章跟他们说。
And then Paul said in the second chapter of Second Thessalonians,
弟兄们
，Brethren。
不管有灵或是人的话语冒我的名写信给你们说什么什么主的日子现在就到了。
Regarding the coming of our Lord Jesus, that you are not to be shaken, be disturbed by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us, as the day of the Lord has come.
保罗怎么跟弟兄姊妹们说呢？
How did Paul speak to the church of Thessalonica? He said, don't believe it.
不要相信。
Don't believe it.
人不要管他冒我的名来写或是说有灵在那里说话。
It is whether it's spoken by spirit or someone writing as if it were me.
你不要相信。
Don't believe it.
那你要是读约翰一书第四章的时候。
If you read 1 John chapter 1,
那里有很清楚地告诉我们。
There it tells us.
一切的灵你不可都信。
You should not believe every spirit.
你总要查验那灵是不是出自神的。
But test the spirits to see whether they are from God.
那怎么查验呢？底下它有教导。
Then you can know what the chief teaching is.
但是一直说上去的时候。
And then as it continues on.
你说到它说到一个很重要的点。
Then it speaks about an important point.
你就要看它和使徒们所想说的是不是一样的。
You have to see whether it's aligned with what the apostles spoke.
如果跟使徒们所说的不是一样的，那你就要小心了。
If it's not the same as that which the apostles wrote, then be careful.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是提醒了我们一件事情。
This reminds us of a thing.
圣灵要把我们带进真理。
The Holy Spirit wants to bring us into truth.
主。
And the Lord,
钉十字架以前,
before the Lord was crucified,
他跟门徒说了很多的话,
he spoke many words to the disciples.
一部分西征弟兄上午提到了,
some of it Brother Christian mentioned this morning.
那还有一点西征弟兄没提到, 也许他会继续提。
And another point Brother Christian had mentioned today, but he may mention.
但是我请求他原谅, 让我先提一下。
But for, ask him to forgive me for mentioning it first.
主说：“我现在很有许多话要向你们说。”
The Lord said, "I have many things to say to you."
但是现在说你们根本就不领会。
But you cannot take it at this time.
你们受不了。
You cannot.
但圣灵来了。
Take it. But then the Holy Spirit comes.
他会把我要跟你说的话说给你。
He will teach you all the things I wanted to speak.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So, do you see that?
圣灵要把主要说，但是还没有说出来的话。继续上教会说
that the Spirit will disclose the things that the Lord didn't speak to the church.
那当神就是因为圣灵要继续上教会说话
but because the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to the church,
所以仇敌就抓了这一个题目，就有许多的假冒。
Then the enemy will take this topic and bring forth many counterfeits.
那他会告诉你说，那主说的。
He will say to you, well,
他有很多的话他从前没有说。
There are many words that he didn't speak before.
现在我来告诉你了。
Let me tell you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不行的。
You can't do this.
主的话提醒我们。
The word of God reminds us.
一切的灵你要小心。
You have to test the spirits.
你必须要查验它是不是出自圣灵。
You have to test whether it is from the
Spirit. 好了，我们回到恩膏的教训了。
So let us return to the lesson.
那什么是恩膏的教训呢？
So what is the lesson of the
Spirit? 不是只是你里面有个感觉。
It's not that you have a sensing within.
而是你那个感觉的根据在哪里？
But what is the basis of your feeling?
那我们留意二十四节了。
We pay special attention to verse 24.
那二十四节那里怎么说呢？
What does it say in verse 24?
论到你们将物要从将从起初所听见的常存在心里。
As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning.
若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在主里面，子里面。
If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son.
也必住在父里面。
And in the Father.
那然后就引出底下恩膏教训的那段话。
And then he talks about the lesson of the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
恩膏的教训乃是根据神的话。
The teaching of the anointing is according to the word of God.
但神的话怎么成为恩膏的教训呢？
But how can the word of God become the teaching of the anointing?
这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把神的话提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit reminds us of the Word of God.
像我们弟兄早上说到，圣灵提醒彼得说的那些话。
Just like our brother spoke this morning, the Holy Spirit reminded Peter of what was written in the Bible.
我去了，我又要来。
I go and I will return.
怎么去了又要来？
How do I go and then come again?
圣灵就把这个话放在彼得里头。
Then the Holy Spirit put that word in the heart of Peter.
彼得明亮了。
Peter became enlightened.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
恩膏的教训虽然不是关乎启示的那一方面。
The teaching of the anointing not necessarily speaks about this matter of revelation.
是在我们生活的指导的这一方面重。
But it focuses on the direction for our daily living.
但是那个原则是一样的。
But the principle is the same.
圣灵把神的话语显在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit takes the word of God and enlightens it in us.
让我们知道怎样活在神的面前。
So then we know how to live in the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这实在是神给我们的一份恩典。
This is indeed the grace of God to us.
很宝贵的恩典。
It is a very precious grace.
神用着圣灵，常把神的话语来约束我们。管理我们，引领我们。
God through the Holy Spirit often restricts us, or disciplines us, or corrects us.
弟兄姊妹，好多好多年前
，many many years back，
一个很特殊的环境
，there was a special circumstance.
当时弟兄姊妹们真的是把神的话语背得烂熟。
Brothers and sisters really memorized the Word of God very well.
当然不是说整本的圣经，但是起码新约圣经，很多弟兄姊妹们都背得烂熟。
Not the whole Bible, but many brothers and sisters memorized the whole New Testament.
我也曾经是这样把新约圣经背得烂熟。
And I actually had the same experience of memorizing the New Testament.
很可惜的，你现在让我去背，我一点办法都没有。
It's a shame, but I cannot memorize it any longer.
你说你从前能背得烂熟，现在怎么背不出来
？Now you used to be able to memorize it. How can you not memorize it now anymore?
背不出来就背不出来了，有什么办法
？You can't memorize it. What can you do?
那许多的时候想到那一个，嘴巴里边说不出来。
And sometimes you think about that passage, but you cannot say it.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，这个真是苦恼。
We feel, oh, this is so troubling.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
有一件事情。
There's one thing.
那是当我们真的需要用到神的话语的时候。
It is that when we really need to use the Word of God.
不在乎你能背或是不能背。
It's not whether you can memorize it or not.
当然你能背是最好。
Of course, if you can memorize it, that's the best.
你就是背不出来，你也不必担心。
Even if you cannot memorize it, it's, don't worry.
如果你是一个寻求活在神面前的人。
If you are one to live before the presence of God.
主的应许说。
The promise of the Lord says this.
到时候圣灵会告诉你。
That the Holy Spirit will remind you.
当然，主说这个话的时候没有指着恩膏的教训。
But of course, when the Lord spoke this, He didn't say the teaching of the anointing.
但是那个原则是恩膏的教训。
But the principle is the principle of the anointing.
叫你们想起我跟你们说的话。
That you may remember what I have spoken to you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贝的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a precious word.
当你需要神的话的时候。
When you need the word of God.
你虽然背不出来。
Even though you can't memorize it.
圣灵把神的话放在你里边。
But the Holy Spirit puts that word in your heart.
你里面就亮了。
And then your heart is enlightened.
你就看见该走的路了。
You see the way that you need to go.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等的宝贝。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
时间已经过了。
My time is up.
我必须在这里做一个总结。
I have to conclude.
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
他把他的话语赏赐给我们。
He has given us His word.
怎么来赏赐呢
？How did He give us His word?
借着圣灵的启示。
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的那个管理和引导。
Through the leading and the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们今天手上每人都很方便的。有一本圣经
，so that very easily we can handle the word of God.
你就去随时都可以面对着神的话。
You can read the word of God anytime.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然有些时候
，even though sometimes
在地上有些地区不是那么容易的来看到神的话。
There are certain places on this earth that you cannot read the Bible as easily.
但是神又用恩膏的教训把神的话。明亮在我们的里头。
But then God uses the teaching of the anointing to enlighten us in us through His word.
那这样给我们看到一件事情。
This allows us to see.
我们不单是从神的话里面去领会神的心思。
We not just receive the thoughts of God from the word of God.
我们也从神的话那里头去接受保护。
But we also receive protection from the Word of God.
这话怎么说呢
？How do you explain this?
原谅我，只是简单的和弟兄姊妹提那个结论。
Forgive me for just concluding this way.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事情。
You see a thing.
圣经的显明出来是因着圣灵。
For the Bible to be demonstrated or to be displayed forth is through the Holy Spirit.
这是说出圣经都是神所默示的。
And then it refers to the fact that all scriptures are inspired by God.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
倒过来，
the Bible also in reverse.
给我们去印证圣灵的工作。
Also allows us to prove the work of the Holy Spirit.
那因此当我们要看到圣灵和圣经的时候。
So when we see the Holy Spirit and the Bible.
我们不单是看见整个圣经的成这个成了这一个事实。
We not only see that because of the Holy Spirit, the Bible became a reality.
感谢神也给我们看见我们是如何的受保护在圣灵和圣经的姑且我这样说配搭吧。
So, thank the Lord, we are also protected by His Word to see the co-working of the Holy Spirit and the Bible.
我们实在感谢神。
We thank God.
他为我们所预备的救赎，不是只是叫我们去经历一些我们所渴慕的。
So what God has prepared for us is not that we just experience what we seek in our hearts.
他也把许多我们还不懂的也一并的赏给我们。
He has already given us many things that we do not even understand or comprehend.
就借着圣经和圣灵。
Through the Bible, through the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
在我们身上显明他无限的恩惠。
In us to demonstrate His limitless mercy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，末了我要举一个例子。
In the end, I want to give you an example.
那就更明确地给看我们怎么是受保护。
To show us how we are protected.
弟兄姊妹，你知道最近这几年在中国大陆里面出了一个非常厉害的异端。
Now you know that recently in mainland China, there is a heresy that has been has great impact in China.
名字很有意思的。
The name is actually very interesting.
东方闪电。
It's actually the lightning from the east.
也许有很多弟兄都听说了，但是不一定都知道。
Maybe many brothers and sisters have heard about it, but don't know much about it.
他们说什么呢？
What do they speak?
他们说神的工作到了这个时候是结束这个地上的时候。
They say that the work of God until now is to conclude the earth now.
那怎么来结束呢？
How will he conclude?
那是神的儿子来了。
Is because his son will come.
那神的儿子怎么来呢？
How will his son come?
神的儿子曾经来过一次。
The son of God came in history.
他那时候是取作男人的样式显出来。
He came as a man.
那现在来的时候呢？
His coming again.
他是取一个女人的样式显出来。
He will come as a woman.
就是说现在所显明的那个神的儿子是一位女的基督。
So that the Son of God revealed now is actually a woman.
如果你们不接受这个女的基督。
If you do not accept this female Christ.
尽管你们从前信耶稣。
Even though you believe in the Lord Jesus
before. 你们还是要灭亡。
You will still perish.
吸引很多人。
It drew many people.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
如果。
If.
神的话在我们里边是明亮的。
If the word of God is enlightened in us,
圣灵在我们里面给我们那个感觉。
If the Holy Spirit will give us a sense,
因为有很多弟兄姊妹们从那个迷惑里边脱出来就是这样的。
Because many brothers and sisters that came out of that realized this later.
起初觉得很有道理。
In the beginning, they felt it made sense.
但是后来是发觉越来越不对，里面越来越不是那个味道。
But slowly they discovered that somehow they didn't feel that right inside of them.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly knew,
神借着圣灵和圣经来给我们保护。
That the God through the Holy Spirit and the Bible, He protects us.
一开始你就知道那不对了。
From the beginning, you would know that's not right.
神的儿子来只是来那么一次，就已经完成了神所要做的救赎。
That the first coming of our Lord, that He completed the work of salvation for God.
哪里还有第二次来再补充那个救赎？
How can he come a second time to make up for that which is not complete in the salvation?
约翰是来为教会补网。
Now John was there mending the nets for the church. 我们弟兄上午说了不少这个补网, our brother mentioned much about the mending of nets. But the Lord does not need to mend his nets.
他那一次来就把救赎的事情做得完完整整。
So he came at one time and then he completed his salvation.
而我们从他所做的今天就是用信心去取用就是。
So today we just by faith accept and take from that salvation.
没有需要他再来一次补网。
We do not need him to come again to mend the net.
补网是人的事, 不是神的事。
Mending the net is the work of man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神把圣灵给我们。
That God gave us the Holy Spirit
住在我们里面,
to dwell in us,
管理又带领我们,
to lead us and to guide us.
神也把圣经赐给我们,
and then God has also given us the Bible.
在外面一直告诉我们, 神的心意是怎样, 神的安排是怎样,
outwardly telling us what is the will of God, what is the arrangement of God.
里外都是把我们带到
Inwardly or outwardly is bringing us into his presence.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
主巴不得你开我们的眼睛更透亮地体会你的心思。
Lord, we desire that you open our eyes to more clearly see what is in your heart.
人能表达你的是何等的有限。
What man can express is so limited of yourself.
求我们的神，你借着圣灵照亮圣经里边的话语。
That through the Holy Spirit you may enlighten the Word in the Bible.
叫我们众人都活在你面光的底下，来等候你的回来。
That we may live in the presence of your face as we wait before your return. Wait for your return.
主啊，我们仰望你扶持我们走完我们该走的路程。
Lord, we look to you to hold us as you complete your work.
救我们脱离仇敌的网罗。
Deliver us from the net of the enemy.
只让我们行走在合你心意的路上。
That we may walk according to your heart.
叫一切的荣耀、颂赞、感谢、爱戴都归给你。
May all glory and honor and praise be unto you.
因为全是你自己所做成的功。
Because it is all your doing.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.